Osborne. I was born October the 20th, 1925, in Regina, Saskatchewan, 4 days after my parents and 3 older siblings landed in Canada, having come from Russia by way of Plymouth, England, my ancestors having emigrated from the southern borders of Holland during the reign of Catherine the Great.
How long did you live there?
We lived on a farm in Saskatchewan until we moved to settle in Yarrow, B.C. on December 28.
Where did you attend primary school?
Well, it was just a beginning settlement, and we were the 17th family in that new settlement, about 60 miles from Vancouver. But before long, we did have both a school and a church there. And I started school there as the rest of the children, not knowing a word of English. But I loved school and soon learned. We walked to school. I'm getting ahead of you there.
Did you go to secondary school?
When I got to grade 7, they started busing the children, the high schoolers, to Chilliwack, and I took my high school there. But I lost interest in becoming a teacher when I got to high school. It was such a big change from the small two-room school that, you know, four-room school that we were in, that I quit school after grade 8 in 1940.
Many things were different: entertainment, work, education, and social activities. When you were young, what are some of these differences?
Well, if I can just give some of my childhood memories. My parents, of course, were quite strict, but we always knew that we were loved. There was very little money. We didn't have spending money. If we got a dime or a nickel occasionally, that was a real treat. Clothes were secondhand, made over on the old treadle sewing machine that my mother had brought from Russia. But we always had enough to eat. We didn't have the kind of snacks and the assortment that we have nowadays. Sometimes an after-school snack consisted of either a piece of bread, just a plain piece of bread, or when the garden was in, some carrots maybe from the garden, or a cold boiled potato with a bit of salt on it. And then later, my father, of course, planted fruit trees quite quickly after he settled there. My father planted a lot of fruit trees, so we had fruit, and so that made for snacks too. My parents were involved on a 10-acre plot to begin with. In mixed farming, they had a few cows, shipped milk. In the spring, one of the first things we worked at was rhubarb, and we sold that, then berries, and of course, my father hired out as a laborer, my mother at times too, and one particular income every year that we did look forward to was the hop picking. Because then the whole family could go. It didn't matter how young we were, we could all help to pick. If we were old enough to run around, we were old enough to pick, and we all helped.
What were your main activities as a child?
Well, there was a lot of work and responsibilities involved, so. And because of that, of course, we really appreciated what leisure time we did have, and that was mostly Sunday afternoons. We would play outside as younger children or into our teens, tag, hide and seek, various games like that, drop the handkerchief. Inside during the winter months, well, it could be checkers or crokinole or bingo. And then we'd, in our teens, we would go for walks, sing. We enjoyed singing. There weren't very many musical instruments around, so we could enjoy singing without any accompaniment. Sundays, of course, were always special. Mother usually baked fresh buns Saturday evening, and then quite often for Sunday there was cake and cookies.
Did you have parties, school concerts, dances?
Well, schooling didn't have a lot of the frills in those days, but we did have the Christmas program, which we really enjoyed and put a lot of effort into. And then there was the June end of the school year picnic at Caldas Lake, which we always enjoyed. In fact, that's where I got my first taste of Jell-O, the teacher providing it at one picnic.
How did you get to these events?
On the back of a truck, just as we did to the hop gardens during the hop picking.
What is a hop garden?
Well, hops grows on a vine, and they would have a whole acreage covered with posts, tall posts, cross wires, and then wires along the rows held up by these cross wires. In the spring, this provided quite a bit of work for the people in the lower Fraser Valley there. They would be out there hoeing, and as the new plants started coming up, they would tie strings to the wires up above and train the vine to climb up the string. The hops were the fruit of the vine, like a soft green, they were green, they were like a soft pine cone, very light, which we picked into baskets. It was used for yeast and for making beer.
How did you study at night with no electricity, or did you have any?
No, not for some time, not in the early years, but I don't remember that being any problem. We just sat around the kitchen table with the lamplight.
How did you travel?
We did, just before the war broke out, or about the beginning of the war there, we did get our first car, and so we were able to get around that way.
Where did
the older brothers, both older brothers, spent the war years in and around Golden, B.C., at a CO can for conscientious objectors. And my brother and I then had to pitch in with the milking every morning, as well as drive the car, because the car drivers were gone.
Where did you live while attending school?
Right at home. We took the bus into Chilliwack later, as I said. During grade 7, the schools were amalgamated, or just started sending the high schoolers into Chilliwack. Oh yes, that's right. Grade 7, we bused to the Chilliwack High School. By that time...
Where were you doing the war years?
At home.
Did this affect you very much?
We were on ration coupons, too. No, actually, in some ways, for us, it meant higher wages. Gradually, at that point in time, the wages started going up. And except for my brothers being away, life went on as usual.
Where did you work after you finished school?
Well, I didn't. During the summers, of course, we were picking hops, and then in my teens, during the spring, when I wasn't in school at the time except for the winter months in the Bible school. So in the spring, for several years there, I would go and work on a potato farm, getting the potatoes sorted and ready for selling and for seeding. And in the fall, early fall, I would be working picking potatoes.
What was the opinion of working women then?
Why not? We didn't mind working. We were glad when we had a job to work at.
How many children do you have?
Four.
Where are they?
Here in Hazleton.
Do you have grandchildren?
Two.
They're in Hazleton?
They're in Hazleton, right.
Did you live in Yale? How long did you live in Yale?
Until I left it to come up north to teach. A lot of my family are still down there, and we were five brothers and four sisters. Most of them are still there. My mother is in Abbotsford, in a nursing home.
Why did you move to Hazleton?
Well, Jerry and I had both grown up in the country. He had grown up in Bella Coola after his parents had both passed away. He was brought up by his grandparents there. I had grown up in the Fraser Valley, and we liked country living. We liked it for the family as compared to town or city living. And we're looking for an opportunity to come to get into the country with our family. And in 1968, we were living in Prince Rupert at the time. Jerry was working for Armor Salvage. We weren't very happy there. The neighborhood had really gone downhill, and quite a number of large apartment buildings had sprung up in the vicinity. So when a job opportunity here in Hazleton came up, we were happy to move here.
When did you move here?
1968.
How do you compare living in Hazleton to living down south?
I'd rather live up here. I like the population isn't as dense. The shopping areas aren't as busy or as Well, I find that most of our shopping can be done quite easily here, and there isn't the huge array of choices that down there sometimes makes it hard to make a choice. I like the friendliness of the North, the less pressures. Keep up with the Joneses.
Where do we go from here? Your life here and your ideas of Hazleton in the future.
Well, we've seen in the 20 years we've lived here, we've certainly seen quite a few changes. There are a lot more, there are more people, a lot more buildings, a lot more cars traveling here. I hope it doesn't grow too rapidly. I like the quietness of a country, a rural type of living. But I do hope that enough business, commerce, whatever, does get established here to provide a livelihood for the men, because farming as such in this area does not provide a livelihood for a family, and so jobs are necessary.
This is a taped interview with Mr. Barry Peterson. Mr. Peterson, could you tell me when and where you were born?
Yeah, I was born in Cumberland Hospital, Vancouver Island.
And when?
Well, 1927. And we moved to, due to sickness in the family, we were moved to Bella Coola. And our grandparents raised us. And that's where I attended all my school years.
Many things are different: entertainment, work, education, and social activities when you were young. What are some of these differences?
There was a lot more entertainment in the home. My grandmother was a pianist. Whenever there was choir practice, quartet practices, the different seasons, the people all gathered at home for the singing. My grandmother used to play the piano often in the evenings, and it was more or less home entertainment.
What were your main activities as a child?
Well, we used to run around. We had a couple of horses, and we had three or four cows. We used to help with them, and our summer activities was in the gardening. In the spring you did gardening, and then the summer, and in the fall we did fruit, picked a lot of fruit in the fall. We had, my grandfather had an experimental station in Bella Coola, and we had 250 fruit trees.
What games did you play?
In school, we used to play, well, in the earlier grades, we used to play hopscotch and tag. We used to play anti-eye over with a sponge rubber ball over the schoolhouse roof. And we did a lot of running around playing tag and played wolf.
Did you have parties, school concerts, dances?
We had the odd, at Christmas time we had the big Christmas concert. And not really that much in the way of school parties. They were always happy to get out of school.
How did you get to these events?
Used to ride our bicycles. We lived 2.5 miles from the school, and we used to walk or ride our bicycles to school. Occasionally, in the winter time, my uncle used to hitch up the horse and or the team, and we'd collect all the kids in the neighborhood, and he'd take us up to the school and pick us up after school. It was always something to look forward to. We had, when it was good skating, we had a lot of skating parties. Everybody would gather, we'd have a big bonfire, have a good evening.
Did you have electricity?
No, we had no electricity.
How did you study at night?
Well, we had one of these, our place was equipped with a high pressure gasoline lamp. It was for 500 candle power unit, and we had one light in the kitchen, we had one light in the living room, and that gave us our light that we needed. In the bedrooms, we used kerosene lamps.
How did you travel?
We traveled mostly with bicycle, and we finally got a 1926 Model T Ford. It was a little, it was made into a little pickup. And then our transportation changed.
Where did you live while attending school?
Bella Coola.
Where were you during the war years?
Bella Coola.
Did this affect you very much?
No, just that a number of the young fellows left Bella Coola. Some joined the Navy, some joined the Army. My brother joined the Navy.
Where did you work after you finished school?
When we finished school, I had fished a bit with my uncle, and that's what I had planned was boating, and that's what I did.
What was the opinion of working women then?
Well, the ones that weren't married got jobs in the cannery in the summer, but the married women, they worked at home, worked the gardens and that, while the husbands were away fishing or logging.
How many children do you have?
4.
Where are they?
They're all in Hazel.
Do you have grandchildren?
Yes, we have 2 grandchildren.
How long did you live in Bella Coola?
From 1930 to 1950.
Why did you move to Hazleton?
I moved to Hazleton and started a job with the school board.
How long ago was that?
1968.
How do you compare Hazleton to Barracuda.
I like the climate a lot better in Hazelton. Barracuda is a narrow valley with high mountains. Hazelton is much more open. And I think much better weather conditions, a lot drier.